Welcome to Exponential Trust Times, the unique AI channel of trust that creates bridges between AI expert and tech enthusiast. I'm Dr. Lubna Kari, Executive AI Business Leader and Digital Transformer at Fortune 500 and CAC40 for more than two decades, and the President of AI Exponential Thinker. Within our innovative concept, Share the Stage, we received a question from the audience to offer a fair opportunity to connect and meet personally our guests. So let's listen to our guest in this special moment of authenticity. The podcast Humanize AI is a unique fair opportunity raising various perspectives about artificial intelligence to inspire girls, women, and underrepresented people from all around the world and encourage them to join AI and technology opportunity. And today, I'm honored to kick off the podcast Humanize AI by having our prestigious guest, Anousheh Ansari. Anousheh Ansari is the first self-funded woman to fly to the International Space Station. She is the CEO of the XPRIZE Foundation, the world's leader in designing and operating incentive competition to solve humanity grand challenges. Also, Anousheh is UNESCO Goodwill Ambassadors, and she co-founded the Billion Dollar Fund for Women. She was awarded multiple prestigious recognition as Space Pioneer Award and Ellis Island Medal of Honor, to name few. She was one of the world's Economic Forum Young Leader, Global Leader. Thank you, Anousheh, for accepting our invitation and welcome to the show, Humanize AI.
Thank you, Lubna. It's great to be with you and I'm excited about the podcast you're launching.
Thank you very much. So Anousheh, as I said before, you have a remarkable, really exponential journey, and we have to use this word, right? Journey as an entrepreneur and also space leader, which is amazing. And for all our audience, we would love to hear your thoughts and visions about the importance of motivating, empowering, inspiring more girls and women to join this amazing space of opportunity, whether it's AI, technology, and space.
Thank you. It is an important, topic for me because I myself was a tech entrepreneur and worked in this field for many years and tried to push a lot of these exponential technologies forward at XPRIZE through the competitions we do. And as we've seen recently, especially recently, as AI has been developing over many years, it has been part of our everyday life almost without us knowing it. A lot of decisions are made using AI algorithms, and these algorithms are designed to use existing data to basically make these decisions. And as a few cases has made the headlines, we've seen how the data we provided because of exclusion of women in a lot of the studies or lack of collecting data from women in a lot of aspects of the world, the data that's being used by these algorithms is already biased, and therefore it's making them make decisions that are biased. And on top of that, we've seen how now with ChatGPT and large language models and generative AI, how this has, increased tremendously. I think now we're around 100 million people are using ChatGPT and growing very rapidly. So when I see this, and I know for sure in the work that we're doing with XPRIZE, that we look at a lot of how technology impacts society, technology is basically how we will build our future and live in the future. It will be a very important and integral part of our everyday lives. It will run, I would say, everything. And when I see this in the future, what worries me is that I don't see a lot of women at the design stages of a lot of the products, systems, softwares, algorithms. I don't see a lot of women around the design table discussing how this should work, how this should be designed. So the input of women in shaping our future is missing. And if we don't have them here today influencing what we're building for the future, then the future will be biased toward women. Not that someone excluded women from the design of the future, but when you have someone who's, for example, 6'2" and weighs 175 pounds, and they're trying to make a decision based on what they know of their own body and interaction, they cannot think in the body of a woman. Or if someone lived as a white male, they cannot understand the constraints or requirements or design constraints of a woman or someone of a minority background. So having diversity in general, and I'm very interested in women participation because we make up more than 50% of the population of the world. So if we're building a world that won't work for 50% of the population, that's not going to be a very good future for the women. So I would love to see more women, more young students consider going into the tech field, STEM education, tech field sciences, and to participate and have their voice around the design table at many companies, all the companies who work on this. It's going to be part of every company. So being there present, bringing that aspect of the needs and desires into the conversation will ensure that we will have a much better, more gender-friendly, diversity-friendly future for all of us.
Brilliant. And I 100% agree with you, Anoushe. And as I say every day, when we empower girls and women, we are empowering all humanity. On all behalf of our AI Exponential Thinker, Women in Tech Global Audience, I would like to say thank you very much, Anoushe, for your inspirational advice and being with us today to kick off this podcast.
Thank you, and good luck with the podcast, and I hope a lot of people listen to it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.